السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed a narration of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه wherein we spoke about the buildings in Jannah. We said that the bricks are made of gold and silver. The cement is of fragrant musk. The pebbles are of pearls and sapphires. And the soil, the building sand, is of saffron. Once you enter the homes of Jannah, you will only enjoy bliss and happiness. You will never be miserable. The clothes that you wear will never wear out. Your youth and your age will never fade. And we also explained yesterday, in light of the verse, وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ, that as soon as you enter Jannah, you will know exactly which is your home, which is your palace, which is your abode, better than you knew your own home in this world. And then we spoke about the tents in Jannah, you know, your beach cottage if you like. Each believer will have one tent made from a hollowed pearl, which I explained yesterday is 60 miles in height. And in every corner of that tent, you will have a hoor, a damsel of Jannah, who has never been seen and can never be seen by anyone else. Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam, verse of Surah Rahman. Now today, we talk about the trees and the fruits of Jannah. And I'm going to mention verses from the Quran and explain. Allah says in Surah Waqi'ah, fi sidrim makhdood, thornless lot trees. The trees of Jannah won't have any thorns. In this world, you see the beautiful rose, but every rose has its thorns. وَطَلْحِمْ مَنْدُودِ, Allah talks about banana trees. The fruits will be piled, one on top of the other, one on top of the other. وَظِلِّمْ مَمْدُودِ, long extended shade. The trees of Jannah will give you such an extension of shade that according to one narration, you can travel for 100 years and the shade of the tree will not come to an end. ذَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ, verse of Surah Rahman. The branches of the trees of Jannah will be totally spread out. فِيهَا فَاقِهَةٌ وَنَخْلُ وَرُمَّانِ, you will find fruits, you will find date palms, and you will find pomegranates. Those are names so that we can understand that we will have fruits in Jannah. But the pomegranates and the dates of Jannah will be totally different in its taste, in its beauty, in its attraction, in its smell than the fruits of this world. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا, the shade will be close by and the branches and the fruits will hang low. So it will be easily accessible. The scholars write you can eat the fruits of Jannah standing, sitting, or even relaxing and reclining. You can be relaxing like you would on your couch and you can just pick the fruit of your choice. The branches will be hanging low for your convenience. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ, verses of Surah Waqi'ah again, Allah says, there'll be plenty of fruit. It won't be restricted by season. You know, you want lovely mangoes, it's only in the season. You want lychees, it's only in the season. In the beginning of the season and the end of the season, you say, no, it's still not the good quality. It's not the best. In Jannah, it's perpetually season. Whatever fruit you want. لَا مَقْطُوعَ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَ, and there will never be a situation where you run out of stock. It's never out of season, it's never out of stock. Let me mention a narration of Bukhari and Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a lengthy narration said to Sahaba, I saw the fruits of paradise and I stretched my hands to take the fruits of Jannah. If I had brought, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I had brought just one fruit of Jannah to this world, you would have continued to eat from it as long as the world would remain. If I had brought just one fruit of Jannah with me to this world, you would have continued eating from it until the end of time. Let me say this to you. The scholars have written so beautifully, in this world you eat out of need. You eat to satiate your hunger. In Jannah there will be no need, there will be no hunger. You will eat purely out of enjoyment. Here you eat to fill your belly, to gain strength, to quell the pangs of hunger. In Jannah, you will only eat out of enjoyment and delight. May Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. Yesterday we explained that one easy step to entering Jannah is feed people. Obviously the needy, but feed in general. Feed in general. Feed wherever you can. Today, the last part of that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. Read salah when people are sleeping, meaning your tahajjud. Tahajjud is an easy step to Jannah. If you wake up a little, sehri time is tahajjud time, because tahajjud time expires when sehri expires. We are in winter months. Wake up a little early. If you can't manage the 8 rakats, read 2 rakats, 2 short rakats. After Ramadan, continue with the habit. Wake up a little early, because Fajr is late in the winter months. Make a habit of tahajjud. If you've got qada salah, qada umri, wake up at tahajjud time, but make your qada, because that gets preference. But inshallah, even if you're waking up and you're making qada, Allah will grant you the reward of tahajjud. And a person who becomes regular with tahajjud, وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, then that is inshallah your ticket to Jannah. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah.
Plenty of time. It's forbidden.